Chapter 19. After returning to camp from his swim, Cole smeared lotion on his sore and blistered hands. A movement caught his eye as he pulled on the leather gloves to start work. "Hey, look," he called, pointing across the bay. "Is that a coyote?" Edwin and Garvey looked up at a ghost-like figure moving along the far shoreline.
"It's a wolf," Edwin said. "A big one."
The solitary gray animal loped along the shore, stopping every dozen strides to look around and sniff among the rocks. When it reached the stream, it lowered its head to drink, then bounded across the shallow rapids and disappeared into the thick underbrush.
"Tonight, we dance the wolf dance," Garvey announced.
Already, Cole had begun framing the roof. He worked hard and deliberately without speaking. He wasn't mad. He just didn't feel like speaking to anyone today. Edwin and Garvey sat watching, occasionally offering bits of advice. By mid-afternoon, Cole had finished covering the roof rafters with plywood and began nailing plywood to the wall panels. Every cut had to be made with a handsaw. The rain made the wood slippery and the ground muddy. In the late afternoon, Cole rolled black tar paper over the roof and tacked it down. Now, the cabin was ready for galvanized roofing sheets. As he struggled to lift the awkward sheets onto the roof, wind caught at them. One sheet bent in half. Edwin and Garvey refused to help, even though Cole cast a few hard glances their way. Finally, darkness fell across the bay, and Cole quit work.
"Next year, every trace of your existence here will be removed from the island," Edwin said. "Taking this structure back down will be your last chore before leaving."
"I'll just burn it," Cole grumped as he headed toward the tent. "I've had practice with that." "Where are you going?" asked Garvey.
"I'm hitting the sack."
"Not so fast, champ. We're hungry, and you still haven't danced the wolf dance."
"I'm dog-tired, and I'm not your slave. There's cold cereal over there if you want some."
Cole crawled into the green canvas tent.
"Have a good sleep," called Garvey. "Tomorrow, we tear down the shelter and head back to Minneapolis."
Cole poked his head back out the tent flap.
"What are you talking about?"
"You're finished here," said Garvey, his voice hard and absolute. "There's not enough room on this island for both you and your attitude."
Cole's thoughts raced. Garvey must be bluffing, but what if he wasn't? Nothing was worth that gamble. Cole stumbled from the tent.
Okay, I'll fix you some supper."
"It's not about supper," said Garvey. "It's about the chip on your shoulder. You still think life is a free ride. You're still blaming the world for everything and looking for the easiest way to get by. It's only been 2 days, and already you've got your attitude back."
"I'm sorry," Cole stammered. "I didn't mean it."
"Don't apologize to us," Garvey said. "Apologize to yourself. It's your life you're betraying, not ours."